Today, the Durham City Manager will present the council with a recommendation that police officers be required to get consent in writing before searching a vehicle. This is part of a response to months of debate over reports of racial bias in the Durham Police Department. As Jorge Valencia reports, one other city in North Carolina went through similar discussions and has already made this policy change.
Let's start with an example. Let's say Durham Deputy Chief Larry Smith is in a neighborhood where recently there have been shootings, and a car goes by.
I recognize the car. I recognize the driver as one of the people that is known as a violent criminal in that area. So say the tag is expired, so I stop it.
Smith has no probable cause to search the car, just enough to pull it over.
But I really would like to know if he's one of the guys, especially since I suspect him as one of the shooters in that neighborhood, is he have a gun in a car? In that situation, I may sir, do you mind if I search your car?
This is what's called a consent search. It was the focal point of tensions between community groups and Durham police. Community groups say officers made these kind of stops disproportionately on black drivers. So advocates argued that if officers were forced to get consent in writing to search a car, everyone, including minorities, would be more likely to understand their rights. Durham City Manager Tom Bonfield initially was opposed to requiring these forms. However, the city council made it clear they wanted them. This week, Bonfield changed his recommendation, and police haven't been eager to use this form. Again, here's Deputy Chief Smith with his hypothetical of pulling over a driver with an expired tag and maybe an illegal gun.
And then we go into the dynamic of, let me get this form, fill it out, and then when I reapproach it, maybe we'll look, I think I'd rather not. And at that point, if he says no, he drives off with the gun in his car and we keep doing police work and trying to do something different.
In the city of Fayetteville, police officers did try something different. Traffic data in Fayetteville showed that black drivers were three times more likely to be stopped and searched than white drivers. The controversy led to the departure of the city manager, and in 2012, the Fayetteville police started some revamping. Catherine Bryant is an assistant police chief. She says officers were required to get consent in writing if they wanted to search someone's car. The department also reorganized patrol beats.
Where officers are assigned to work the same sector, and so the people who live in that sector or work in that sector, they can come familiar with those officers who routinely are working in that same area. It's those same officers who go to the school, the Adopt-A-Cop, or all the other different programs so that we have more opportunities for engagement.
As the department was transitioning, it got a new police chief who made further changes. Chief Harold Medlock de-emphasized regulatory traffic stops, like ones for a broken taillight or an expired registration. Relations slowly began to improve between the police department and critical community groups. One attorney who has been at odds with police, his name is Alan Rogers, says it's easier to communicate.
Fayetteville, in a short period of time, had several incidents where officers had to use deadly force. Well, while we may differ in terms of the particular facts, I think the civilness in which we've been able to address our differences is reflected in our effort to communicate better, be more transparent.
Consent forms have had a tangible impact. According to the Fayetteville Observer, traffic stops have dropped by 50% and searches by 60%. But it all comes down to this. Rogers says police in Fayetteville have gone through a sort of philosophical change.
I think they have created a different culture within the police department, and then they've worked the community as well.
In Durham, city council members say they hope consent forms will be the first step toward this kind of change. If the recommendation is endorsed, consent forms will be in patrol cars by October 1st. Jorge Valencia, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.